Hi, this is Marion Roach Smith. I'm the author of The Memoir Project, a thoroughly non-standardized text for writing and life. And over the years, I've asked my students, of which there are several thousand, what are their 10 top questions when they come into one of my classes or they meet me online? And I'm going to give them today to you for free. So here they are, the 10 top questions. Well, actually, what I did was I repurposed them and turned them into something I call the Memoir Manifesto, the 10 top things you've got to produce when you produce a piece of memoir. Here they are, the Memoir Manifesto. 1, stop practicing and write with intent. 2, stake out your territory. 3, write what you know. 4, go small. 5, pack light. 6, ask, what is this about? 7, use an algorithm. 8, act like Galileo in Walmart. 9, make your argument. And 10, include transcendence. So how about I walk you through those? Stop practicing and write with intent is number one. And for that, I tell you to put down that glue gun if the way you're portraying your life is with scrapbooking. Stop using those writing prompts. Stop with the daily pages. Stop with exercises. Stop going to blog posts that give you prompts. And start writing with what I call intent. Meaning, if you want to write a letter to your daughter in college and tell her how much you love her, just go ahead and do it. If you want to write an essay for NPR's All Things Considered, study the form and do it. If you want to write the best blog post ever done, a piece of memoir, go ahead, study the form and do it. In other words, stop practicing. Nobody ever learned anything about writing by practicing writing. And those prompts and those exercises and all of those things that get you to practice, well, they're just stealing necessary time away from your real work. So stop practicing and write with intent, number one. Number two, stake out your territory. This comes out of the question of what is memoir? Because people don't really know, and I think they get a little confused with those first two letters of the word M-E and think that memoir is about me. Memoir is actually about territory, and you have to stake out yours because you have it. You just might not realize what it is. So let's start there by defining it and walking its borders, because it's smaller than you think, which is a good thing. And it can be most easily defined by the borders of your expertise. Whether your expertise be as someone who is living with a child with an illness, caring for an adult parent, maybe you're in recovery, maybe you're a gardener, maybe you have cats, maybe you have birds. It's who you are. And to convey that expertise, you're going to take the reader on a little walk. But that expertise, for instance, in my case, I'm a woman, I'm a sister, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I own a home, I live with a dog. I serve as a trustee at my university, and when I write from one of those areas of expertise at a time, I'm much more successful as a memoirist. People make the mistake of thinking that they have to write everything that they know in every piece of memoir, which brings us to point number three of the Memoir Manifesto. Write what you know. My course that I teach in person is actually called Writing What You Know, and usually the first question people ask me is, what in the world does that mean? It's not so much an adage as it is a reality when you're writing memoir. What you honestly know about. This is where that exploration of life that we think that is just the territory of fiction writers comes into play. This is writing what you really know and exploring your inner life, the inner life of others, what you've witnessed, and sharing it with readers in a universal way. Writing what you know also includes doing a little research, because research is an essential part of memoir, whether it be the history of your house, the history of your marriage, the history of your child's illness, the history of your town. And research is available to you everywhere. So you write what you know. And to do so, it doesn't mean that you go big. You do, in fact, go small, which is point number four. So think about that. Going small, what does that mean? Well, it means that you find a provocation, a little moment in life, something that stirred you, something that moved you, and you start with that idea. In other words, you don't go to the really big, huge spans of time and write a memoir about your grandparents. You might perhaps write a moment of love, of a transaction, of something that happened between you and a grandparent. And we will see from that, the story of your grandparents and the way they loved you. So you go small. To do so, you pack light. Number 5 of the Memoir Manifesto, pack light. So to do that, you don't start a piece of memoir with your great-great-great-great-grandparents and write until you include what it is you had for lunch yesterday. That's a huge mistake. And most people think that memoir is one big book, as in my memoirs. When people show up in my classes and they say they want to write my memoirs, I always say, why don't you start with a piece of memoir, a short piece, a personal essay, maybe 750 words on some small moment of life that shows us a universal transaction. You pack light because you're not taking your readers on a world cruise for the rest of their lives. You're just giving them a moment of aha. To do that, the best way to achieve success in writing memoir is number 6 on the Memoir Manifesto. And that is by asking yourself, what is this about? What is this about? It's a great question. You've got this scene from life. You've got this moment, this story that maybe your family has been telling you forever. You've got to write it down. Okay, maybe you survived. Well, fill in the blank. A shipwreck, cancer, a bad marriage, childbirth, alcoholism, first grade, second grade. Maybe it's a bad haircut that you're going to write about. That is your illustration of what the story is about. The story, however, is about survival, as in that first sentence I spoke, so that you survived something. So the story is about survival, and it's illustrated by your experience, not the other way around. And this is an essential lesson for writing memoir. It's not about you. Sorry, it's not. It's about something else, and you are the illustration. Huge difference. That is, if you want anybody to read it, that's the way you write your memoir. Not about you, but about something universal with you as the illustration. How do you achieve that? Well, that's point number 7, use the algorithm. This is a little thing I came up with, a little mathematical equation that'll help you. And here it is. It's about X, as illustrated by Y, to be told in a Z. It's about X, as illustrated by Y, to be told in a Z. It's about survival, as illustrated by how I survived my mother's Alzheimer's disease, to be told in a book, which would, in fact, be the topic, the subject, and what is this about of my first book, entitled Another Name for Madness, published by Houghton Mifflin in the 1980s. What is this about? It's about mercy, as illustrated by an experience you had with your sister, to be told in a blog post. It's about love, to be illustrated in a story of your cat and you and your relationship, to be told in a book. And every time I use that one, people say, oh, that's not good. And I say, how many copies of Marley and Me were sold internationally? Because that's a book about how dogs can do for people what people can't do for themselves, right? But it's by a guy who had a dog, who was a very bad dog, but it's about something more than Marley. So use that little algorithm. I give it to you here as a gift. So how do you do that, though? How do you figure out how you're going to illustrate one of those big universal moments in life? Well, that brings us to point number 8, act like Galileo. You remember Galileo. He's the one who taught us that the sun is the center of the universe, very much unlike the church of the time who believed that the earth is the center of the universe. And Galileo had to prove this. He did it so by writing about it after looking through a telescope. So let's pretend that poor old Galileo wants to prove to us that the center of the universe is the sun. And he only needs one little piece of his telescope to finish that telescope so we can look through that telescope and see the universe the way he does. That's exactly your assignment when you write memoir. You want me to come and look at the world the way you do, at the universe the way you do. So he's got to go get this piece for his telescope, and he's got to go into Walmart, which means he's got to ignore all the lawn chairs and all the Christmas time icicle lights and all this stuff in there and just get this one thing and come out, go home and perfect his telescope, and then prove to us that the universe is centered around the sun. That's your subconscious, that Walmart, that big thing you step into every time you try to write a story. And every other little story that is attached to it comes screaming at you. You have to act like Galileo in Walmart and only go in, get what you need, and come back out. It's a big assignment, but it's essential to your success. And how will you know when you have succeeded as a memoir writer? Well, point number 9, make your argument. Every piece of nonfiction is an argument. Even if your argument is, life is better if you live with a dog. That's an argument. Life is better if you garden. That's an argument. Life can be lived well with another human being. You finish the sentence, whether that human being be a husband, a wife, a partner, a child. Make your argument. What is your argument? Make your argument, and that is when your piece, or your book, or your blog post, or your radio essay is done. Every piece of nonfiction is an argument, and every argument has to be finished for your piece of memoir to be successful. Which brings us to the last point in the Memoir Manifesto, number 10, include transcendence. So, a piece cannot live and die simply by its argument. What it has to show, what it has to do, what it has to illustrate is even the slightest bit of change. Something has to happen. You can't just show me what you did today. That's reading me from your diary. You have to show me that you learned something, or dropped something, or moved past something, or incorporated something new into your life. It doesn't have to be a moral tale, but there has to be transcendence. In the book writing business, of which I've been participating for many years, the author of 4 mass market books, we call this the pitch. What do you do when you pitch an editor a book? You say it's about X as illustrated by Y. But they always ask you, what's the pitch? What's the transcendence? Maybe the greatest pitch in the world is simply, I left. I left the man, I left the drug, I left the drink, I left the school, I left. I put something down and did something better for me. Include transcendence, and your memoir will work no matter what the length, blog post, radio essay, essay for a magazine, or book length. Transcendence, something has to change. I hope you've enjoyed my memoir manifesto. Points 1 through 10, use them and write what you know.